Bobby Malone. It's good to have you home. So you tried your own route, and it didn't work out. Well, you're not alone. A job that made you crazy, in a town you won't miss, and the drunks you called friends were a means to an end. And this is the end. Hey, Bobby Malone, how you have grown. A couple months on the couch while you figure things out won't do you wrong. Hey, Bobby Malone. Are you in trouble deep? You're a stray dog with fleas, and your sister agrees. You've looked better, son. Hey, Bobby Malone. It's good to have you home. A couple months on the couch while you figure things out won't do you wrong. Hey, Bobby Malone. Hey, Bobby Malone.
Everyone, I'm Emma. This is the flea.
Hi, Emma.
Whoa.
I think my four's on.
I know. I can yell. Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah. I have some special guests here. Well, first of all, this is 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And I have some special guests. What? Okay. Bella.
Would you wanna?
It's Bella.
Toby. Zook.
Oh, I forgot I had to turn
in.
No,
Tuesday,
but no, it's you have to. Mic 4 is only Mic 4 is on the board right now.
Who says Mic 4?
You.
Oh.
Oh yeah, baby. This is Toby on the flea.
So we can hear everyone.
Yeah.
By DJ.
Okay,
I'm also
well,
listening.
No. Not
so that again. That was Toby. Do you want to introduce me? I don't know how to do that.
Okay.
Do
you
it,
have
Bella.
A show. What?
I wasn't trained properly.
Oh, the tea goes out.
How is everyone today?
Okay.
You know.
All the mics are going on, guys. Ready?
Oh, yeah.
It's so loud. Whoa. How'd you do that? I don't know how you did that.
Hey, JC, why don't you start talking?
Do you want to get on mic?
Oh, yeah, I got on mic.
You guys can share.
You can share. Oh, no. It's fine.
Guys,
I don't want to share
Wi-Fi
with you. It's
back.
Fine.
Because women should take up less space and one mic.
Hey, by
that's
the way.
That's what they are saying.
The women are overpowering the men right
hey,
now.
Hey, that's not true.
Whoa.
Oh, that's
he's an
so
ally, everyone. That guy's
does
a feminist.
Does this show need to be logged as political?
My mom said, hi, Bella. Hi, Toby.
Guys, James and Veronica are also here. But hi, Emma's mom.
I think you guys hadn't done your introductions.
Hello.
Hi, Emma's mom.
Yeah, let's hear them.
What is that?
Let's play some music.
Okay. Well, what do
what
you guys
do you think
want
this
me to
is?
Play?
You think we're here to not talk?
Request.
What are you
what's
doing,
your request?
Buddy?
I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good.
Oh, so that's
by
a good
Nina
one.
Simone.
That's a great song. A I did just track. See my song that was on the queue get booted. But
you never had a song in the queue.
Yeah, there was Magnolia.
No, I didn't put it on the queue yet.
V, you want to give
oh my god, Will Flam's listening.
The Skrillex
yes,
remix
I will.
Of that
I Will Flam.
It's a classic.
Whoa. I thought of it, but honestly, I just want to go for like
modern,
the original.
Modern yeah. version of that song
wait,
by Reginald Chapman is really good.
Wait a second, James. Did you just give a man who did the same song
I don't
as a woman
understand
and said
why
it was
the
better?
Wi-Fi's not working.
Female
I think
singer.
It was originally
female
a man,
singer.
And I'm feeling
Reginald,
stressed out.
Reginald. Song. Reginald
is a drummer.
But it's his band, it sounds
it's
like.
Jazz
sounds like it's a boy's
well,
band.
The album is like Nina Simone sings the guy.
Boy's songs?
Who wrote that song originally.
I don't know.
Some jazz awesome. Musician.
Was it a jazz musician?
There's no Wi-Fi.
And he happens to be a man.
Guys, I don't know how to feel right now. Didn't Barbie come out? I thought we'd fix this whole thing.
Just play a song.
Please start the music.
Sorry! What are you doing?
Did you guys all get here together?
No.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes, we all came from... We had a whole long walk together. It was really cute. And then,
no,
like, you
we
missed
didn't
it
get here together.
Because you were late.
Okay, I was eating breakfast.
JC and I got here first,
though. Are you playing music?
We were also eating breakfast, BT Dubs.
What's happening?
Just keep looking through.
What's happening? What are you doing?
I don't know what's happening.
Damn.
Toby, give me a...
Okay,
you're not,
I think this
you're not
is going to work.
It at all. What do you want to say?
Give me a...
Okay.
Nope.
So
do you want?
We can only play off my like songs, or
okay,
we can
play
use
off your songs,
else's.
And
you
I'm gonna put something on.
I most definitely have that song downloaded.
Play this. Wait, just play. Please play this. Yes. Okay.
Just play any song. Right now. This show is crazy.
This next here. Why don't you use it?
This next song is "I Get Along with You Very Well, Except Sometimes" by Chet Baker.
I love that song, and it's so. It's really well. Paired to the song that I originally requested.
So,
but what if I want to hear that song even more than I wanted to hear the Nina Simone song?
That's a
then
good
you
song.
Might
do you
be
believe
sexist.
It?
You might not be a true feminist.
Guys, I don't like Chet Baker's voice.
That's not
what?
That's
like
not
Chet
what
Baker
this
thinks.
Show's about. You're wrong. Play the music.
Okay.
Good morning. I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your Of course I do, but I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have. Except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy. What a fool. Think my breaking heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I fall once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except perhaps in spring But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart into. Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
So this is,
That was...
That was. Well, this is Toby. Hi, guys.
This is 91.5.
This is 91.5.
W.
MFO.
Medford.
Tufts.
Freeform.
Radio.
What? Oh, no. The fuzz, guys.
You did it wrong. You did it wrong.
That's what happens when you do your
wrong. What did... So, Ella Rosen just texted me, I want the Enlightenment. Was that a reference to something?
Why does everyone listen to your show?
Did someone say something about the Enlightenment?
Or is that just Ella
putting
in
a request?
The Enlightenment. I don't know anything. I don't know any Enlightenment.
The Enlightenment was a historical...
James, are you a philosophy major? Because you're so smart.
That's history.
I thought you were going to say because you're so annoying.
20 people are listening.
20.
Okay,
this has never happened to me. I think you're fine.
Emma, you should really start a podcast.
I should start a podcast. Because I'm so good at this.
How many do you get? How many do you get typically?
But don't put us on it.
I got 30 last time.
You got 30?
That I know of?
What would I talk about?
No, but on there.
Probably
you don't check. 13. You don't check. I can't trust you.
I don't even check.
The viewer. That looks awesome.
Everyone, look at Emma's new tattoo in the studio.
Okay, so for those who are in the studio right now. The,
oh, I forgot about that. I shouldn't have done beans. That. But Hi, what Mom. Is it? But what is it? But what is it? Nobody.
She knows what it is. Oh, she just didn't know when I was getting it. That's okay. You didn't. I didn't so tell you that. Sorry. I didn't tell you that, Mom.
And it was all.
I got my tattoo.
Can you describe it?
It's Karis.
It's lovely and
for those
sweet
who are not in the studio, it is a wonderful, beautiful
and
dog
and
who is
excellent.
Should we talk about those last two songs?
Years.
What did we just hear?
Emma, so much joy.
We just listened to 50 Ways to Lose Your Lover by Simon.
Lose a lover. A lover.
50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
What album was that off of?
Oh, to Leave. Oh my God. I can't believe
50
I just
ways
messed
to
that up.
Leave lose your a lover. I thought it was Lose.
I thought it was Leave.
It's 50 ways leave.
To Leave Your Lover. Oh. 50
Ways to Lose Your Lover.
You guys, it's Leave, right?
Oh, maybe it's Leave. Shout out to Talia. You get a shout out.
Did she ask?
Should we listen to it again?
Just to make sure we get the lyrics right.
And guys, don't forget to call into WMFO. That's 855.
No. I can pick up the phones.
Me
I can pick
too.
Up the phones.
855-905-9636. You can also go to WMFO.org.
Guys,
personally, I don't want
text
to
text in the chat.
.com.
I don't. We'll send a GIF in there.
I'm going
to
pick up the phone.
And just give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We will all answer the phone at the same time. It's going
to
be very...
James, what's your bone to pick with 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover?
Oh, Will Flam said it's Leave.
So I was right. Yeah. Bella was right.
Something...
Thanks, Will Flam.
I have to say is I'm lost and confused. And I'm in the studio right now, and I don't know who's speaking.
My question for you,
and
James...
And if you're on the radio...
Okay, well, Jane told me to interrupt. No, hey, speak.
Veronica.
Am I supposed to hear?
My mom. Oh. I meant to text you this earlier, but we're here now. Pick up. How do you pick up the phone? Okay. How do you pick up the phone? I don't know how to do this. I'm so unprofessional.
Beep, beep, boop, boop.
Hello?
Hey, guys, you've been pranked by the Topester.
Oh, my God. I hate you so much.
We can't hear it. Why can't we hear it?
Do you want to hear it on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, here. Oh, wait. Are you...
No, I think this is going to create an unfair.
I'm going to turn it off.
Can we just play another?
Okay. So that was Toby calling.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And that was
I'm
me panicking because I don't know how to pick up the phone.
It's really exciting. You can also go to the phone.
And
I always go to the phone.
That was 50 Ways to Lose a Lover by Paul Simon.
Leave a Lover by Paul Simon.
You dingus.
Next up
is
on WMFO Freeform Radio.
Breakup Haircut by Danny and Alex, as requested.
Wait, there's another phone. It flashed once.
What?
No.
Why did it flash once? That was confusing.
Put your phone away, Toby.
No, I'm
I'm scared.
The next song is Danny and Alex.
Let's
play it.
Let's play it. By Danny and
One, two, three. Go.
This is that song you've all been waiting for. What's happening? Why is it so subtle?
It's playing
on. Why are we all still on?
Technical difficulties.
Guys, don't know what's happening. Right, yes, it's aux one.
Where the thing is here?
What thing?
Why is this still so hard to get up?
I think Spotify just really wanted us to keep talking.
My computer is having a really hard time today.
Nothing's more beautiful.
And I don't understand why. And I'm not trying. You're here now. You're just hearing music in the background. What's the deal with the song?
The song, so I used to love this song when I was like 14.
Okay.
And I don't, like, I've never encountered it since, like, my niche obsession with it.
It's ready.
But it's a song about breaking up, also
and getting
rhymes,
a haircut.
Also rhymes.
With haircut. Oh.
Does it rhyme with haircut?
Not really.
But there are rhymes in it, just like 50 Ways to Lose.
Like a lot of songs.
Okay. Are we ready? Oh. So.
She just wanted to talk, but I could tell through the phone. I know that
should go for. But I know what she wants to say. There's something don't taste the same to her anymore. And all that's left to do is get a breakup haircut. I'll get a fade for Jade and a fro for Zoe. Yeah, breakup haircut. I'll get a trim for Kim and a short for Courtney. Yeah, break up with me, that's alright. I'll just cut my hair tonight. Just not my type. I never yell, I just pick up my gel and I comb it to the stage just right. We can break it up, I swear.
I swear.
Tomorrow I'll be rocking Jerry curls in my hair.
You are a complete idiot.
Cause all I've got to do is get a breakup haircut. I'll get a fade for Jade and a fro for Zoe. Yeah, breakup haircut. I'll get a trim for Kim and a sharp for Courtney. Break up with me, that's alright. I'll just cut my hair tonight. Break up with me, it's all good. There's a barber in my neighborhood. Oh yeah. There's a barber in my neighborhood. I'll get a pixie for Trixie. Never leave it the same. Is get a breakup haircut. I'll get a fade for Jade and a faux for Zoe. Yeah, breakup haircut. I'll get a trim for Kim and shave it out for Molly. Yeah, break up with me, that's alright. I'll just cut my hair to hair.
Thank you.
Something very
dangerous
in your home.
It could be hiding in a closet.
Or waiting
in the basement.
It's not sharp.
Or toxic.
Or flammable.
Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Any other
household item.
Using a ladder might seem easy.
Misusing one is even easier.
Ask any of the 150,000 people
who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project
do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
That's orthoinfo.org/LADDERSAFETY.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
one at a time.
Oh, you're ordering.
What?
Never mind, I was talking.
You want to talk one at a time?
There's a new guy on mic 4. Are you the guy from New Jersey? Jersey?
And it's the guy from New Jersey.
Jersey, Jersey.
Whoa. That last track, I think, was...
It was Mood Indigo.
It so that's what it's... What? There was a big commotion in the studio.
Mooding, yeah.
Mooding.
The guy from Jersey did not know that song.
And the track before
guys,
that...
Did you hear that? That sounded really nice.
Yeah, to
yeah, we should
the keyboard.
It's W
M F O A S M R.
Did guys, you guys like our PSA?
Sorry, impromptu question, which the keyboard click reminded me about. What do we think of songs like made
songs
just
like
by
words?
Objects? Like you know when you know
like
when people on Instagram go around
yeah,
and they like,
it's like music's everywhere, music's everywhere, music's everywhere,
everywhere.
It's giving it gives beats, honestly.
It does stomp. Give beats. You
so you're making
stomp?
Fun of beats?
The movie or something? What's
yeah,
it called?
Isn't that like
that's the whole
Beats' inspo?
The beginning of the beat show, we go, we're kind of like stomp.
That's
yeah,
their whole
it's like beats.
Whoa, what are you doing?
Yes,
but
no, stomp is like
stomp has a greater variety of objects, I think. Not that I'm disrespecting Beats. Beats is great.
I think Beats is specific to trash.
I think Beats is specific to awesome.
That's what
yeah,
I was
I
say,
would
actually.
Agree with that as well.
So.
Not like they're trash. I mean, like they use trash.
I didn't think
isn't
you were calling
right?
us trash.
But what do we think? What
guys,
are
and the Wi-Fi went out again.
The opinions are...
Like,
that's
if it's
awesome.
Good, then it's oh. good.
No,
as Duke Ellington said, if it sounds good, it is good.
I think it's, I think sometimes people
really
take
true.
It too far.
Whoa.
Jacob Collier. Music is everywhere.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
can we talk about? Can we take a side? Can we? This is. I know this is not an unpopular opinion, but why is Jacob Collier like so incredibly talented, but all the music he has out is so bad?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that bad. I like a lot of his music.
You would
tracks.
Think about like.
I know.
Just,
I like, okay?
It feels like there's no soul in it.
Do you guys know that that music producer I was talking about last? The
weekend, guy with the beard,
Rick Rubin,
yeah,
who doesn't know anything about music but is like always involved in studio
have
sessions just because he trusts his
why?
Ear. I think knowing
wait,
music and trusting your ear with your tastes are two different
wait,
things.
Wait, what is trusting?
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
just saying,
trusting
I'm just saying that's
ear.
The opposite of Jacob
just
Collier.
Not necessarily knowing the theory behind it, but knowing that you like the way something sounds.
Oh,
yeah.
Saying
so
what
Collier
to do. Jacob Collier
opposite.
Knows so much, and you can make good songs if you know a bunch of good theory.
I don't know if I. I don't
but
know
they're
if
never
I
gonna.
It.
They're never gonna.
I think music theory is a tool, but
be
I think
satisfying
if you take it a step too far, it just becomes everything, and
yeah.
then you lose the human in it.
I think he's also allowed just to make music we don't like.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants.
We can just not like his ear. That's
this is a crazy conversation.
But he's pretty widely disliked, and maybe they're just jealous.
I think he's both.
That
I think
also
he's
might
widely
be
disliked and liked. But to be fair, definitely more liked by musicians.
Moon River. Acapella.
I've heard
Toby definitely turned it around.
To it.
He turned around by saying that we
Moon
are all stupid for not being musicians.
No, I don't feel like that.
It.
I think that some music, most of Jacob Collier's stuff, for example, is more fun if you're aware of how insane it is.
Well, as a jazz musician myself,
are you gonna finish that thought?
Never mind.
But like, that's
are you? Do you have
right?
a performance, James, for your lessons?
I have a jury tomorrow. Is tomorrow
can
Wednesday?
We watch?
Can we come?
Oh,
can
today
we,
is Wednesday.
What time is
what
it?
What time is it?
It's like now.
4:30.
Oh,
wait,
wow.
4:30, pull up.
What if we all came?
Jeez. Wait, James just had an epiphany.
Wait,
oh,
are
we had
allowed
class
to go?
Monday.
Are we allowed to go, James?
I would prefer
I
if you didn't.
I don't think people go to juries.
It's
I
a
don't
jury.
Understand what that means.
It means
it's just like you
three
get
or
tested.
Four people in front of you.
Okay.
Like judges.
It's like a music
decide.
Test.
Yeah.
What if we hit
oh,
in
just thank you. Thank you for that clarification.
Although, in honor of my jury, do you have Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Can you play San Risa by Herbie Hancock?
Yeah.
Do you have one?
See, for example, a lot of Herbie Hancock stuff isn't great. A lot of it is, but a lot of it is more interesting musically than it is sound-wise. And I think that's arguably...
Late Miles Davis
I think
is crazy.
I think there's like a... There's a point where interesting music sounds interesting because of like the theory, but then like I think it can get too far.
Yeah. And then I think there's also some people like free jazz. Free jazz is not... Orally, it's not good, though.
I like it.
I feel like...
You would say that, James.
You like what you sounds like what, good to you sounds good to you.
I
and
agree.
You don't need a reason to like anything.
Mm-hmm. And you don't need these
my
four
actual
bozos, five
pet peeve, if I was allowed to, I would drop an F-bomb right here. my pet peeve is when people decide they like something because they know it's like technically good, technically impressive. I literally want to slap you in the face just like what you like.
I agree. True.
But I think you can also like, do you feel it's fair? I'll say it. I'll listen, guys. No, I'm not going to say that. I feel like it's fair though to like, no, I think you could totally like something because it's technically interesting.
There's nothing wrong with like, I'm not saying like you can't admire something, but like if that's like the sole reason that you enjoy something is because you are aware that it's technically good and you're not just admiring it, you're like, man, I love this, but it like doesn't even tickle your ear, you're just like, this is so awesome, it has like, I'm losing my point, but
I feel like I
think it's like, who are you fooling? Like, you're listening to music for yourself, not other people.
Yeah, listen, if you listen for other people, I 100% agree. But I also think that I eat foods because my memory is connected to them, even if I don't like them, and then eventually I like them. Like, originally I wasn't that
Yeah, you can train your ear.
Okay.
To like certain stuff.
Guys, we're going to play a song. What song do we want to play next? Photo Jenny or Sunrisa?
We can play the Herbie Hancock song, okay. Why not? And then Photo Jenny.
Okay. And so this is, do you want to introduce it?
This is Sunrisa by Herbie Hancock.
Enjoy. Thank you.
I don't know. How will I get her to strike a pose?
You guys, but I'm gonna have a blue Christmas without all of you.
I'm gonna have all Miss
without the flea.
I'm gonna be really happy personally.
Oh, that's not
chickpea. Hey, don't talk about chickpea like that.
I okay. didn't mean that. Guys. I meant the four of you. I'm looking at the four beautiful faces. I'm looking at.
There's actually five of us here.
But I'm not looking at my own
first
face.
Person looking at four.
That's really noble.
I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about Jeremy in the corner over there.
Oh no! Oh no!
Sorry, Jeremy. I know you don't like to be spoken of.
Okay, forbidden. James, I believe you had a hot take to share.
Yeah, James, say what you planned.
It was an anecdote.
For those wondering what James was going to say, he's been thinking about this for a long time, and he's been planning on putting it at the end of the show. He was planning it for a while.
So,
now say it, James.
Go.
It's going to be incredible. Give us your anecdote. He looks scared. He's making up something now. He's looking up in his eyebrows.
No, it's real.
Trying to come up with something. Say it, James. Say it. Just say it.
Look me in the eyes and say this.
In the words of Timothy Chalamet to Tom Holland, he's the ultimate Riz Master.
There we go.
And that's what I think about all of you today.
That's the note
that I want to leave the show off on.
This is the flea.
So I didn't get
there. Thanks for a wonderful semester. This is the flea with Emma,
Bella,
James,
Veronica,
Toby.
Yay! And it's 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Thank you all. Have a great
radio.
Have a great,
radio.
Oh my
radio.
God.
Radio. 91.5
FM.
What?
WMFO.
You have a great radio voice.
Medford Tufts WMFO.
This is crazy.
That was James, everyone. I can't do
it. WMFO.
No, it's
yours is better. He's better.
WMFO.
Come to us at www.wmfo.wmfo.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh my god. You need a show. We're getting James trained.
We're getting. What if the. I think
somebody signed me.
If this was a weekly show, it'd be crazy.
It would be a bad weekly
crazy
show
bad.
For those listeners. I'm not going to lie.
Crazy awesome.
But thank you for listening. I hope you had fun on this journey.
It's your show.
Sorry, I didn't mean to upset
No, Bella did all of the work today, and we've discovered that I'm a terrible DJ, and I don't know how to.
It's okay. We're gonna retrain you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, I'm gonna fade out.
This was
crazy.
Bye.
The song just ended. Aren't you fading?
I'm sorry, dude.
Aren't you supposed to be fading? Because you can all still hear us. Is the thing.